Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Tiago Henriques on the 17th of February, and here is your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. By 2020, nearly one-third of web browsing will take place via voice search, without a screen, which can enhance workplace productivity. Research firm Gartner predicts that people will seek information through voice search and other audio-based technologies such as digital assistants. Apple's excellence in design leads to employees smacking into glass walls. Surrounding the Cupertino, California-based building are 45-foot-tall curved panels of safety glass. Inside are workspace dubbed pods, also made of glass. Apple staff, often glued to their iPhones they helped popularize, are smacking into the glass of the pods. Some staff started to stick post-it notes on the glass doors to mark their presence. However, the notes were removed because they were detracting from the building's design. Atari has just announced its own cryptocurrency, and its stock has already spiked 60%. Atari's next big move is into an entirely new industry, cryptocurrency. Atari SA, the French holding company that oversees all Atari's properties, announced earlier this month that it's working on a cryptocurrency named Atari Token. Moreover, that cryptocurrency is intended to use in a new digital entertainment platform. Atari itself isn't creating either, instead a company named Infinity Networks is collaborating on the Atari in the project. Spectre and Meltdown are now a legal pain for Intel. The chip maker faces 35 lawsuits over the attacks. The Spectre and Meltdown attacks were a public relations nightmare for Intel. Now, they've become a legal headache as well. The chip-making giant, its board members, and executives faced 35 lawsuits related to the attacks. The company disclosed in its annual report on Friday. Because the suits are in its early stages, Intel said it couldn't determine how much they could potentially cost. And this was your shot of tech coffee.